This is Ozarks at Large for Thursday, January 6th, 2011. I'm Kyle Kellums. News this morning of the passing of Don Tyson, the former CEO of Tyson Foods. With me on the phone from Fort Smith is Michael Tilley. He covers business and other things regarding Arkansas for thecitywire.com. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Kyle.
With the news of Don Tyson's death this morning at age 80 of cancer, we think of Don Tyson as one of the legendary business figures in Arkansas history, don't we?
Yes, legendary, colorful. There have been many words, favorable and unfavorable, to describe John Tyson, but or Don Tyson. But there's no doubt that you have to give him kudos. I mean, he took a company that had $1 million in sales, annual sales, and it was up to $8 billion when he retired. So, you know, college dropout. He obviously knew something about how to run a business, and now it's one of the world's largest, if not the world's largest, protein company and distribution company. Helped put Arkansas on the map. You know, Tyson Foods. We forget Tyson Foods put Arkansas on the corporate map before Walmart. So we should keep that in mind also.
It's when you look at the figures, and you can find this from when he was inducted in 2000 into the Arkansas Business Hall of Fame, when he took over the business with Randall Tyson after his father died, Tyson accounted for about 2% of the business, and it went up to more than a fourth of the business in the U.S. for poultry, didn't it?
Yes. I mean, and the other thing that amazes me, Kyle, is how quickly – and how innovative they were, you know, a couple of farm boys from Northwest Arkansas kind of saw a few niches in the market, took advantage of that and grew it. And, you know, I've heard in following Tyson Foods for many years, I've heard Don and even his son John talk off and on about, you know, in those early days, they had no idea that this is going to end up being a multi-billion-dollar operation. They just saw some niches, saw some opportunities to make some good money, and, you know, it just snowballed from there. Just a classic story of American entrepreneurialism at its best.
And as you and I talked this morning, just a few hours after the news broke, you'll continue to follow the story on thecitywire.com.
Correct. And we have statements coming from the Arkansas Poultry Federation, National Chicken Council, the Governor's Office, the University of Arkansas. Obviously, John Tyson and Don Tyson, and his family were very philanthropic, so he touched a lot of areas, not just in the poultry sector.
All right, Mike, thanks.
All right.
Also covering this story today on the website talkbusiness.net is Roby Brock, the editor and publisher of Talk Business. Roby, thanks for taking a few minutes this morning.
Good to be with you, Kyle.
When you look back at the career and life of Don Tyson, you can't help but think this is someone who shaped Arkansas's business and much more.
Well, he's just an iconic image and an iconic figure in Arkansas business circles and philanthropy circles as well. So, yeah, I mean, Don Tyson, that's he's one of the titans. I mean, he's up there with Sam Walton in terms of what he meant to Arkansas's reputation to the business world. So his passing is definitely something to reflect upon and I think a life worthy of celebration.
He led the company for about 30 years, and in that time, Tyson Foods went from about 2% of the U.S. chicken market to more than a fourth. What did he do?
Well, just innovation more than anything else, and an aggressive businessman. I mean, they started off when he kind of came into the company, they were about $1 million a year company. By the time that he started to separate himself from the company, which he was still, I think, involved with the company, you know, in recent months even. But just formally, his involvement in the company, it was about an $8 billion a year company. It has since grown to well over $24 billion in revenue. So, you just see that kind of exponential growth in a company, and you look at how did that happen. Certainly there were a lot of people that were involved in the decision making, but Don Tyson drove the train. I mean, he was the guy that made the decisions, led the charge, and was responsible for looking at opportunities and business opportunities and how are we going to take this company to the next level. Led them through several acquisitions of competitors, certainly led them through the good times and the bad times, but he had smart business savvy. I mean, there's just no doubt about it, and helped grow that company to the worldwide company presence that it has become.
That is the thing. Of course, everyone in Arkansas knows Tyson, and it is a major player in the U.S., but it is also a global player, correct?
Oh, it is. I mean, there's almost, I think, on every continent in the world, you know, maybe save Africa in great depth. But yeah, Tyson Foods is an international brand, an international company.
Well, Roby, I know you're going to be working throughout the day to get comments from various people in business and political arenas, and you'll continue to update the story at talkbusiness.net.
We will do it, Kyle.
Roby, thanks for your time.
You're welcome.
Roby Brock is the editor and publisher of TalkBusiness.net. Before Roby, we talked with Michael Tilley from TheCityWire.com, both men talking about the death of Don Tyson this morning at age 80 from cancer. Don Tyson was inducted into the Arkansas Business Hall of Fame in 2000, part of just the second class of four people inducted into the Hall of Fame. At the introduction ceremonies for the 2000 class, a video presentation of Tyson's career to that date was part of the event.
In the mid-60s, realizing the company was at the mercy of an erratic market, Don formulated the first corporate strategy. The company, he said, was not committed strictly to the broiler market. More to the point, it was dedicated to ensuring that dollars invested matched dollars returned on investment. Tragedy struck the Tyson family in 1967 when John Tyson and his wife Helen were killed in an automobile train accident. Don was already president of the company, having been appointed the previous year. Under his leadership as chairman of the board, Tyson's Foods continued to move forward.
You can see the entire video introduction at the website for the Arkansas Business Hall of Fame. You can find it by going to waltoncollege.uark.edu and following the links. We also have a link to the Hall of Fame site at ozarksatlarge.com.